Fook, Lindsay, and Dusty. Happy Friday, everybody.
It's stupid ass shit.
What?
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Okay, yeah.
Brought to you by Badass Coffee of Hawaii, 3530 South State, for delicious 100% pure Kona coffee.
Biebs, of course, in the place to be, which was game three of the NBA Finals in Cleveland on Wednesday night. And he should have had a good time. He was wearing a Cavs sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. Yes, he finally took off that brand new Kurt Cobain t-shirt and brand new flannel that he bought.
Yeah, he quit
just so he could be a fan.
Uh-huh.
He got into a fight. And this was, he was with a group of people outside his hotel. And from a video that TMZ posted, looks like dude gets physical first, delivering a weak push punch to Justin's head. So Justin drills him in the face, but this guy's a lot bigger. And then he takes Justin to the ground. And this is a guy who's about a head taller than Justin, a bald black guy. Oh, there's a swing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm going to have TMZ.
Yes, you were, sir.
That's awesome.
Yes, he
there's
did.
There's it in ABC Super Slow Mo. I have to admit, fairly bold of Justin to do this. Granted, he has posse power with him.
Mm-hmm. Right. He's got like six bodyguards.
Posse
uh-huh.
power.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is a feminist too, though.
I'm not sure if the love of 15-year-old girls, not saying that he's loving them, but just the love of, gives you extra fight power.
Yeah.
There's drunk power. There's posse power. And there's delusional love power, actually, in the sense that you made time with my girl. Well, I don't care if you're a foot taller than I am. I'm going to fight you, and I'm going to win. None of these powers are actual powers.
Right.
So that's what we know.
We know what happened? Like, why?
All the dude says is that he wanted an autograph from Bieber. And, of course, Bieber's had problems with people kind of coming up to him, getting all up in his Bieber personal space recently.
So he says no, and then he's like, fine.
He's like, fine, I'm going to punch you.
I'm going to really get up in your personal space.
I'm going to get an autograph of your face on my fist.
Well, that's cool. Violence is not.
We're waiting from a statement from the Biebs.
Yeah.
To really clear all
are
this.
Are there bragging rights? Like, whether it's douchey or not to punch Biebs, are there bragging rights if you're like, yeah, I tussled with Bieber?
Oh, to say that I punched Bieber? Like, I think that's total bragging rights. To say that I got in a fight with Bieber and you're in the hospital now, that is not something that you want to mention.
That's right.
I would prefer to be taken down by Selena Gomez.
Uh-huh.
Or, oh, yeah, I got into a Taylor Swift. Yeah, she knocked me out. Yeah, I would say that way before I'd say that I got taken down by Bieber.
Uh-huh.
Ryan Seacrest was Kelly Ripa's guest host on Live with Kelly yesterday, and he didn't know what I think most people know this common phrase for.
So I started looking through stuff, and I read this first line of this article, and I thought, oh my gosh, the Post has made a massive mistake, huge typo, that meant to say something else. Just read the first couple of words of that article to everybody.
Yeah, I got it. Private dicks hired by Uber.
Okay, there you go. That's all you need.
Yeah, private dicks.
What does private, that mean?
I think private that's detectives. Like,
well, they should say
dicks. No, it's like dicks, like Dick Tracy. Private dicks.
Well, you've never supposed to know that.
Everybody.
I didn't know that.
Really?
That's the first time I've ever heard that.
Oh yeah.
So whenever you heard the phrase private dicks, both you and Ryan Seacrest had vastly different images in your head, I suppose.
Yes.
Both wearing a hat, though.
When a private dick came to investigate the crime, what were you thinking?
Dick Tracy? I never knew that that's what that was about. I thought his name was Dick Tracy.
Were you thinking that, well, at least that dick is discretionary?
It's
private about things. That's a dick that I can talk to. I can share my deepest secrets with. But these other ones, no. I won't.
I had no idea.
Talk into that microphone.
I have to say, for the first time in my life, I'm with Ryan Seacrest here. Why don't they call him Dex?
Because of Dick Tracy.
Right, just because of...
You mentioned it, yeah.
Yeah.
Dick Tracy, known as Private... He's a detective, Private Dick.
I'm going to use this phrase quite frequently now.
Please do.
And all right.
Try and refrain from try and stymie a giggle when you do, because I know you'll want to, which is okay. I've always, whenever I saw it, I'm like, well, I always think of him.
You know.
closed off penis.
Right. If somebody
But I know it, but I do know what it means.
If somebody is saying to me like, oh, you know what, I think my wife is cheating on me and I don't know, I might want to hire somebody to follow her around, I'll be like, yeah, just hire a private dick.
And it seems apropos because if your wife is cheating on you with someone, well, she has one of her own.
Exactly.
Whether or not she's hired it, yes. I mean, you want to get a private dick to hire the other, to follow the other one.
Exactly.
All right. Makes sense to me.
Well, look at that. Enlightened.